Welcome back to the Renaissance Foundation podcast, a podcast about inspiration made by the young people at our youth charity. We support young carers and young hospital patients in London by inspiring them to achieve their full potential. I'm Corey, a member of staff at Renaissance Foundation, and I want to start this episode by saying thank you to Jao, RF Young Leader, for letting us use his song for our podcast lately. I've heard you've been busy making some new music, so we can't wait to hear it. We're still taking requests for our Young Leaders Music to Inspire You Spotify playlist. Let us know what you think so far and what songs you want us to add. You can find the link to that playlist in the description of this episode. We are continuing our focus on well-being this week with a very special episode you can follow along with at home. We're sharing our mindfulness and meditation session that we had with Charlie from the London Buddhist Centre. We had a great session, Charlie. Thanks for introducing us to these techniques and explaining how they can help. It was also nice to connect digitally as RF used to be down the road from the London Buddhist Centre in Bethnal Green. It makes us miss being able to go outside and we'll definitely pay a visit once the lockdowns have ended. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us and explaining how you got into meditation, how it helped yourself and the people around you when you're going through an extremely difficult time. We really appreciate you sharing this with us and showing us how you can use it. If you want to find out more about Renaissance Foundation, how we support young carers and hospital patients, and how you can donate, please go to renaissance-foundation.com. If you like this episode, please share and subscribe. We're going to skip introductions and jump straight into the session. Have a listen and let us know what you think after. Thank you to all the RF Young Leaders for making this session so fun.
I just have a question. Where's the place for the meditation? If you would mind sharing it, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so there are many places that you can meditate in London. The place that I'm part of is in Bethnal Green in East London. So it's just up from the tube stop. We've just started this month to do in-person, so not online, activities. So you can come at lunchtime, for example, every day.
And maybe afterwards, Astray, we can share some details with you. So yeah, if you want, just come to us and we can sort that out for you. And I see there's a question from Chuck as well in the chat. Chuck, would you like to ask it yourself?
Okay. How do you meditate for a long time without thinking about anything during that?
Yeah, it's a good question, Chuck. It's difficult. Well, I'd say one thing that people think about meditation often is that you're trying to clear your head of thoughts, like you're trying to get rid of thoughts so that your mind is kind of empty or something. Meditation is not really that. You can't do that. It's impossible. So it's more about noticing what thoughts are there and allowing them to be and allowing them to kind of pass through your mind. And that's a lot. You can do that for a long time. You know, I like to think of an image of a waterfall which you're standing behind, and it's like the thoughts and the planning or whatever it is that comes through your mind, it just kind of falls in front of you and you can just take a step back and watch it. But yeah, if you're new to meditation, I'd recommend just starting really short, like 5-10 minutes. Then you can build it up over time as you get used to sitting, as you get used to the practice. But yeah, anything more than that is really difficult to keep your mind on the breath, for example.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions, or do we all feel a bit more ready to do some meditation? I'm going to take that as a yes. I think we're ready.
Some nods, yeah.
Perfect. So I'll hand over to you, Charlie.
Yeah, great. Okay. Well, yeah, I just wanted to say a few things about what meditation isn't. And it's good that you started that a bit, Chuck. So, you know, you really don't need to do anything special to meditate. It's not a religious thing. You don't need to sit like a Buddha. You don't need to like be in some blissed out state. You don't need to get rid of thoughts. You don't need to do anything particularly special. Like, meditation is really simple. In fact, we're going to do a little exercise before we meditate with our eyes open, just to show you that meditation isn't something that you necessarily just do in this kind of zen-like state internally. It's a kind of state of mind that you can cultivate all the time. So I just want to invite you to choose an object that's in the room that you're in at the moment to look at. So just choose anything. It doesn't need to be anything special. And just begin to notice, first of all, the color. And perhaps there's some shadow or there's some light. The sun's just setting, so maybe there's some light just casting on this object. Notice any patterns or texture of the particular object. What does it really look like? So you're really looking at this object in the same way as you might look at a new baby or a sunset or somebody you really love. Just looking and noticing what's there. So you can also trace around the edges of the object with your eyes and just notice where it starts and finishes. And as you're looking at the object, you can begin to be aware of your breath. So just notice for a start that you're breathing. And just breathe at the same time as looking at this object, taking in the light, the color, the shape, the shadow. And if your mind drifts off, if you start thinking about things, just come back to a deeper breath. And then look at the object again and really look at it, the shape and the color. Okay, and just begin to close your eyes. And you might have an imprint of that particular object, that shape, left in your mind. Let that fade away and begin to focus on the breath. And if it helps you, you can place your hands on your belly and notice how the breath fills up the belly as you breathe in. And when you breathe out, the belly retracts, it deflates. So just try being aware of that sensation of the breath in the belly for 3 breaths. Maybe you could count after each one, breathing in, breathing out, 1, breathing in, breathing out, 2, breathing in, breathing out, 3. And when you're ready, opening your eyes, just notice how you feel now in the body. Okay, so that was just 3 minutes, and that was meditation. You can see it's not very complicated. It's really quite simple. So it'd be good, if it's okay with some of you, just to share how that was. Maybe what object did you look at? What did you notice about the object? How was it focusing on the breath? Did you notice thoughts coming and going? How do you feel now? If anyone's happy to share anything, I'd be really happy to hear. Or you could write in the chat as well.
Maybe I'll start, just because I know being the first one is always a bit hard. But yeah, so the item I was looking at is an open letter, and it was really interesting. I had never seen, like, inside the envelope is a different color. It's like purple, and it's got little squares on it. So yeah, and all the, I mean, I've never looked at an envelope and thought it was kind of beautiful, but now that I'm looking at it, all the shadows and stuff, it actually looks very artistic. But yeah, I found it actually really hard at first, especially to get rid of the image of the envelope from my mind when I close my eyes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was hard for me.
Thanks, Nisha. Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? How everyday objects, the things that we're surrounded by, we just don't pay any attention to them. But they can be really beautiful. Just Faith is just saying that she was looking at her salt lamp, and it was actually really nice to look at it and really calming. So that's something very easy, isn't it? That's just around all the time. You know, you can just tune in. Sometimes I like looking around my room and just thinking where things have come from, you know, like everything's made of wood, or, you know, there's a story behind everything, the clothes that I'm wearing, all that kind of thing. So it's kind of nice to reflect like that sometimes. Is there anything else anyone wants to share?
I'm happy to have a go. That's all right. I was looking at, I've got some laundry that's drying, and it's the tie-dye shirts that we've done from our workshop.
Oh, so nice.
It's really nice to look at the colours, and especially, like you said, the sun's setting, so it's like a lot of shadows on there. Mm. But then I think what was quite nice was to look at it. Usually, it's like a task. It's like laundry. It's like a chore. Do you know what I mean? So every time I see it, I'm waiting for it to dry. So it's nice to just appreciate it. Mm-hmm. What it was, and not think about an action point, just like looking at it. It's like really pretty.
Yeah, great. Yeah, thanks a lot, Corey. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that. Yeah, it's interesting. So mindfulness can be applied like that to whatever we're doing. You know, you're doing the washing up, it feels like you just got to get through it. You might be doing it in a bit of a kind of frustrated or angry way, or you could pay attention to the warmth of the water and the soap bubbles that are kind of beautiful sometimes, and the plates that you might have some connection to. It's a different state that you can drop into if you choose to at any given moment. Does anyone else want to share anything, either in the chat or you could unmute yourself? Chuck said he looked at his bin. What was that like, looking at your bin?
I don't know how it felt. All I know is that I just noticed that the bin actually... Because, like, the bin's next to a wall, so you can't really know if there's a shadow since the light is in the center of the room. But then from here, I could see the shadow. So, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Well, that's good. You definitely noticed something there that you might not have noticed otherwise. So that's just a little exercise that you can do, particularly if you're feeling anxious, actually, if you're having lots of thoughts like, what if everything falls apart, or if you're feeling a bit low, dropping into the senses is really valuable. So what I like to do is have a bit of a list. So you start with three things that you look at in the same way as we just did just now. Choose three things and spend a few moments just looking at them, the light and the color and the shadows. And then two things that you can hear. So pick out two sounds and listen to them as if you are listening to a piece of music that you really like. So not so much like thinking about what the sound is, but like what's the rhythm of the sound? What's the texture of the sound? Is it a loud sound? Is it close or far away? And then you can touch something. So, you know, I've got this little acorn with me at the moment, which I found at the weekend. It's from a 900-year-old oak tree, which was really amazing. It's huge. So I've just got it with me at the moment. I like holding it. It's kind of feels significant, but it's also got a really nice texture. It's kind of smooth, and then at the end it has a kind of little rough part, I guess, where the seed is. So doing something like that, just touching something, noticing the texture. And you can do that to your own body as well. Like, it's nice to kind of just touch yourself around the heart or on the belly, or you could give yourself a bit of a shoulder rub like that. What I've been doing sometimes in lockdown is giving myself a hug. Actually, I don't live with my partner, so we couldn't hug for 3 months. I was kind of just doing that, and that was kind of nice. So there's little helpful things you can do, which is basically meditation, really. It's just being aware, but with your eyes open. But if it's all right with you guys, we'll do another meditation now, a little bit of a longer one. I don't know how we're doing for time. Maybe we could do it for five to 7 minutes ish, and then I'll leave some time for questions. Does that sound all right?
Sounds good.
Okay, great. So it'll be a meditation focusing mostly on the breath, which is the foundation for all meditation, really, is an awareness of the breath in the body. So I'll just run us through that. But just so you know that you're breathing in the way that is helpful during meditation, I just invite you to place your hands on your belly, and I'll just show you how to do that. So you place your hands on your belly, and you have your middle fingers just touching like that. And then when you breathe out, you can notice that the middle fingers actually come apart a little bit, and then they come back together. Can you notice that? So that's a nice way to start a meditation. It's just to hold your hands around your belly area and breathe into the belly, because often we breathe in a bit of a shallow kind of way, particularly if we're anxious. And this like deep belly breathing is really helpful to calm the mind and calm the body. Meditation is not something you do with your head, really. It's more something that you do with your body. It's bringing an awareness to the body mostly, but noticing the sensations in the body, which is kind of strange because you're not doing anything. You're not just sitting still, but it's really more about the body than it is about the brain or the mind. So we'll just do that. We'll do some breathing, and then I'll finish the meditation with expanding out to bring someone else in, like we were talking about before, with kindness. Does that sound okay? Great. So just a few tips about posture for meditation. You don't need to sit on a cushion. I'm sitting on a meditation stool at the moment, but you don't need to do that. You can just sit on a chair. But if you are sitting on a chair, I'd recommend that you have both feet flat on the floor so that you're stable. And then the idea is that you're sitting upright, so you're not kind of slumped back in the chair, but you're not kind of too bolt upright either. It's what we call a dignified position. So imagine whatever a dignified position is for you. I like to imagine that I've got this golden thread just going from the crown of my head, and it just helps to lift me up a little bit and relax the shoulders. So if you want to, for this meditation, you can turn your videos off if that's helpful. You can relax your face completely. You don't need to hold any expression. And when you're ready, closing your eyes and placing your hands around your belly. And just noticing how the breath comes in and out around the belly. So as you breathe in, your fingertips should move apart just a tiny amount. And as you breathe out, they should come back together. So just breathing normally, you're not trying to change the breath in any way. See if you can relax around the face, particularly around your eyebrows and your cheeks and your jaw and your shoulders. So when you're ready, you can take your hands away from your belly and just have them resting on your lap so that your arms can be heavy and supported. relaxing your fingers and fingertips, uncurling your toes, seeing if you can let go of any tension. With the breath, it's like it soothes and calms and rocks the baby, the body like a baby. So you can begin to notice how the breath moves the sides of the body as you breathe in and out. A gentle stretch as you breathe in, and a relax as you breathe out. So you just need to be aware of one breath at a time. Breathing in and breathing out. And if your mind goes off, don't worry, that's fine. That's just what minds do. All you need to do is take a deeper breath and come back to the sensations of breathing. Really noticing what are the sensations like. Just like we did with the looking at the object. How does the breath feel? And whenever you notice that your mind has gone off, that's the magic moment. That's the magic moment where you can come back. Come back to the breath, noticing the sensations. If it helps you, you can say a phrase like, it's okay, everything is okay. One breath at a time. And for the last stage of the meditation, we're going to bring to mind a friend. So somebody that we really like, somebody that we have an easy relationship with. And see if you can imagine them, their face, their hair, their eyes, their smile, their voice, perhaps they're saying your name. You might want to imagine them coming in and sitting next to you in the room where you are now. And just begin to breathe with this person. So in your imagination, as you breathe in, they're breathing in as well. As you breathe out, they also breathe out. So you're breathing in time with this friend of yours. And notice how that feels. Do you feel a sense of connection with that person? So as you breathe in, you can imagine receiving love and kindness from your friend. And as you breathe out, you can imagine giving that to your friend. And if you want to, you can use a phrase as you breathe out, like, may you be well. So breathing with your friend. So as we close the meditation, just coming back to your senses, perhaps there's some sounds around you in the room, just notice them. Perhaps you can feel the weight of your body on the chair and the feet on the floor. Just notice that, those sensations there. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes and again, take in the light and the color. Has anything changed? The shapes and the shadows and the textures around you. Perhaps just look around the room a little bit. Notice how you feel. Great. You all look very chilled out.
Cute. I feel very chilled out.
That's great. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to. Sometimes it's nice just to be quiet. Good. So that wasn't very long at all, maybe 7 or 8 minutes. So you can see how maybe just having that in your day, at the beginning of your day, once you've woken up, or, you know, around lunchtime, or just before you go to bed, or something like that. It's really simple. And I find that I always feel a bit better after doing it. So there's some time. I'm happy to stay, by the way. I don't have anything else to do, but we should wrap up soonish. So if there's any questions, either write them in the chat or unmute yourself about anything really, meditation or mindfulness or Buddhism or anything you like.
I'd like to ask a question.
Yeah.
Could you explain the link between Buddhism and meditation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question, because some people can think that meditation is a Buddhist thing. And it's not really any, you know, you could say that prayer is a Christian thing, but it's not in that sense. It's meditation is something that anybody can do, irrespective of whether you have a faith or not. But meditation is really key to the Buddhist practice and Buddhist faith. It's something that all Buddhists do every day. And it's seen in the Buddhist path to be the way to kind of cultivate the mind and I guess make the most out of life is through meditation. So meditation in Buddhism is where you work on your mind, you notice what kind of negative habits there are and you try to purify those or you try to get into more positive mental states so that you can be a kind of better force for good in the world. So it's really fundamental, really. It's kind of like the backbone of Buddhist practice is meditation.
Thank you.
I have a question. So I've tried meditation before when I'm at home, but I always find when I'm doing it on my own, I can never do it for more than a minute or two.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you had any tips for maybe how we can kind of build our practice or
Yeah, so starting small. I mean, a minute or two is okay to begin with, isn't it? Like we have these 3-minute breathing spaces and they're actually really good to start with. So not being too hard on yourself. And I guess it depends what you mean by I can only do it for that amount of time. Like often I'll have a whole meditation. Like I meditate for an hour every day and sometimes a whole hour will go past and I've like just been distracted constantly. And I'm kind of like, did I really meditate there? I don't know. But it's still a benefit, I think. So I think just committing to like once a day in the same place at the same time for like 10, 15 minutes and just do it, whatever. No matter how you feel, no matter whether you think you're good at it or not, just do it every day. And then with time, like anything, I suppose, like any skill that you practice, you get better at it and you learn. And yeah, it is much easier meditating with other people, I found. So if you can find a group to meditate in or a class, I think that's really, really helpful, or go on retreat. But yeah, start small and regular. Doing it once a day for 5 minutes is much better than doing it for an hour once a week.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions?
I've got one more, if that's okay. Where's a good place to do it? Is it something that you have to do at home, or can you do it anywhere?
You can do it anywhere. I mean, so we talk about formal and informal meditation practices. So I think if you want to commit to meditating, it's good to have a place at home that you do it in the same place every day. So I actually have a little shrine in my room where I meditate. But it could be anywhere. It could be if you've got like a nice place by the window that you like, or a place in your living room, somewhere that's just for meditation. So you could have just a cushion that you sit on. I think that's really helpful and supportive, to have a space and to tell the people that you live with that kind of that's the space for meditation, and they respect that. But then you can also meditate sitting on the bus or waiting for the tube. Or I was meditating a lot when I was caring for my dad, actually. Like by the end, he was so tired all the time that he could hardly speak. And, you know, it was quite painful trying to have a conversation. So I just sit there meditating next to him, and he actually asked me to do that some of the time. So, you know, you can do it in that kind of way with your eyes open sometimes, and can be really helpful if you've got time on your hands. If you're waiting for something, for example, it's nice to be able to meditate then.
I know we're all very calm, so maybe instead of unmuting ourselves to clap, we can put the clap emoji on. And yeah, thank Charlie for coming and teaching us about meditation, because I think it really helped all of us. So thank you so much.
Yeah, pleasure. Yeah, thanks for all the clap emojis. I've not seen that before. That's very cool.
Thank you so much, Charlie. If everyone from RF just stays on and we can have a debrief and talk about what we've learned today. But yeah, thank you so much, Charlie. It was a really great calming session.
Pleasure. Yeah, no, it was really good to see you guys, and thanks for inviting me.
Thank you.
All right, take care, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
What did everyone think?
Oh, it was pretty calming, and I almost went to sleep.
A success.
That sounds like it worked, like Natalie was saying, success.
Chuck and Bessie, you were both here for the last session, so that was breath work, which was a bit different. But what did you think about the difference between the two? And was there one that you maybe like better than the other? Or...
No, I think both of them help you focus, I guess.
That's true. Bessie, do you want to unmute yourself and tell us your... what you said, because they can see in the chat, but no pressure.
I learnt that if you focus your mind on one thing, then you forget about everything else.
That's such a good observation. And it really helps, doesn't it, if you just focus on one thing. Faith and Astray, what did you guys think? Had you guys done meditation before?
I did meditation in camp last year, so in... It does help. It makes you feel relaxed, and it takes your mind off for a bit. But I think the concentration thing takes quite a while to actually not focus on one thing, but actually, I think it's a bit different with yoga, but I'm not too sure. But I think we did some breathing technique similar to what Charlie was showing us, so it was actually good.
Well, that's glad. Good. I'm glad that you liked it. Faith, we were just wanting to know, did you like the meditation? Was it something you'd done before? So yeah, Faith says that she really liked it, but it's, and she used to do stuff like this to help with panic attacks. Yeah, it's really good for when you're feeling anxiety. So maybe we should, yeah, we should all do it more often.
I'm interested to know from all of you where you might incorporate this now in school or at home, or if this, yeah, do you think you'll do it daily? Do you think you'll do it weekly? And like, where will you do it? Chuck, shall we start with you?
Well, I would incorporate it into sports mostly because, what's it called? I mean, it's tough to focus for me on like sports, mostly because it's like tiring. So yeah, I'd probably incorporate it into that.
Nice. That's a really good one. I wouldn't have thought about that, but I think you can definitely put it there from what you said. You could just add it in everything, which is really interesting. I didn't think about it in that way before. Bessie, what about you?
If I'm like having like a study week, or if I've had a long day at school and I just want to relax.
Yeah, that's really nice. Maybe, yeah, when you're doing homework or before you start homework, maybe. I don't know if there's any quiet areas in the school as well. Maybe midday, that could be quite nice. Australia, what about you? Because I know that you're passionate about this, and you, like you said, you've done this before. Did you keep up with it the last time that you did it? And has he kind of inspired you to maybe think that you could go back, revisit it, and do it a little bit more than you are already?
Yeah, it has inspired me a bit, but obviously I just have to push myself to actually practice, like with everything else, pretty much. But I think, obviously, starting the morning off with meditating would actually probably help you feel a bit more positive and like you've actually done something, at least. But yeah, it has inspired me a bit. I think I'll have to get used to it and actually do it, rather than just laying back and say, yeah, I'm gonna do it, but then I won't do it. So I guess it's more of laziness that comes in as well.
Thank you for making it through this episode. We hope you liked taking part in this session with us. I hope it wasn't as confusing as before, because we didn't have the introductions on this session, but I just wanted to focus on everyone being able to take part in the meditation themselves. So I hope that kind of made sense following along on this podcast. I want to say thank you to Charlie for taking the time to show us these techniques and explaining why they're important and how they've helped him beforehand. So it was nice that you got the chance to share that. And especially following last week's episode, where we heard from Dr. Maria Lodes about her research into how lockdowns affect young people's mental health, this was a really nice opportunity to share a way that could help other people. So thank you for letting us do this, Charlie. Thank you for all the young people for taking part. I know it was nerve-wracking and some of you had never tried it before, so thank you for giving it a go. That means a lot. And you know, you just have to try these things. And if you liked listening to this episode, please subscribe to our podcast. We want to carry on making more of these. It's been almost a year now that we started these, that we're just making them from home. So we want to carry on and share every new thing that we learn. And if you want to find out how you can support our youth charity, you can go to renaissance-foundation.com. There you can find out who we support, how we support them, and you can donate to us through Just Giving. Every donation makes a massive difference. Thank you.